Good morning. It's March 16th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 34. We find in chapter 34, Jeremiah deals with bondage. He talks about bondage to the enemy, bondage to the brethren. So let's begin as we look at this and understand that when he's dealing with bondage to the enemy in verses 1 through verse 7, when the enemy finally broke through the city wall, King Zedekiah would try to escape. He's going to fail. 2 Kings 25, 1 through 7. Jeremiah told the king to submit to Babylon, but he would not obey. Therefore, the king would be captured. He would be bound. He would be blinded. He'd be taken to Babylon where he would die. His bondage to sin led to bondage to the enemy. He destroyed himself. Let's read the first 7 verses here of Jeremiah chapter 34. The word of the Lord, which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, all the kingdoms of the earth under his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and all its cities, say, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand. Your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon. He shall speak with you face to face, and you shall go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord concerning you, you shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace, as in the ceremonies of your fathers, the former kings who were before you. So they shall burn incense for you and lament for you, saying, alas, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, says the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem. When the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah that were left against Lachish and Azekah, for only these fortified cities remained of the cities of Judah. In verses 8 through verse 22, we see he talks about bondage to the brethren. The Jews were not to enslave their brethren. And every 7 years, the servants were to be set free. Exodus chapter 21, verse 1 through 11, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12 through 18 deals with that. The people in Jerusalem obeyed this law during the siege. But when the Babylonian army retreated because of the Egyptian army, we see that the people took their slaves back again. The owners had obeyed when things were difficult, hoping to appease the Lord. But when things got better, they changed their minds. Look at Psalm 66, verse 13 and 14. Obedience must come from devotion within us. Ephesians 6, 6 deals with that. And not depend on circumstances around us. These masters were in greater slavery than the servants because they did not seek to please the Lord. They were seeking to please themselves. Just pick up in verse 8. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should set free his male and female slave, a Hebrew man or woman, that no one should keep a Jewish brother in bondage. Now, when all the princes and all the people who had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should set free his male or female slaves, that no one should keep them in bondage anymore, they obeyed and let them go. But afterward, they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return whom they had set free and brought them into subjection as male and female slaves. Therefore, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying, at the end of 7 years, let every man set free his Hebrew brother who has been sold to him. And when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers did not obey me, nor incline their ear. Then you recently turned and did what was right in my sight, every man proclaiming liberty to his neighbor. And you made a covenant before me in the house, which is called by my name. Then you turned around and profaned my name. And every one of you brought back his male and female slaves, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, and brought them back into subjection to be your male and female slaves. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty. Everyone to his brother, and everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine. And I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant, which they made before me. When they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts, the princes of Judah, the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf, I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life. Their dead bodies shall be for meat for birds of the heavens and beasts of the earth. I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which has gone back from you. Behold, I will command, says the Lord, and cause them to return to this city. Then I will fight against it and take it and burn it with fire. And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. That's our Bible reading for today. All God is looking for, and we see it over and over and over again, is obedience. When we are obedient to him, he will bless his people abundantly. Let's be obedient. Let's be blessed. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.